I'm Bronson Tykard, speaking with outstanding alumni supporters Edward Beeler from Ohio, John Arneson from Wisconsin, and Greg Lunicum, also from Wisconsin. Edward, tell me what you just won today.
Won Outstanding Alumni Supporter Award. One of three that they give out at the National Awards.
So tell me how long you've been working with the FFA.
I joined the FFA in 1968. I received my American Farmer degree in 1975. I've been president, vice president, and whatever of the local chapter, and I was also president of the state alumni for a year.
So what are some specific things that you really have tried to accomplish throughout your time with the FFA to help out with the organization?
Mainly is to try and drum up money to help the kids and the ones that need FFA jackets or for the bus ride to come to the national convention. I've also helped judge proficiency awards at the state level, and I've been helping at the national level for a number of years, my wife and I, for the dairy handlers, part of the dairy judging contest they have every year.
And so how does it make you feel to get to this point now?
A miracle. I never envisioned this at all. The honorary national degree was something that I would have liked to have. I ended up getting it, and this was not even in my look for something to win. A friend of mine did all the paperwork and stuff for it, and I found out by a letter in the mail that I received this. I had received Outstanding FFA member in Ohio, alumni member in Ohio, in February, and that was satisfactory enough, and this was something that I didn't even know I was getting.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We have John Arneson from Wisconsin. And so tell me what you just won today.
I was very fortunate to receive the Outstanding Alumni Association Award at the National FFA Convention. Very surprised as well, so certainly not deserved. There are lots of qualified and exemplary people out there that also could possibly receive this award, but it's nice to be recognized.
So how long have you been working with the FFA?
I started as a freshman in high school back in 1971 from Stoughton, Wisconsin, and was involved actively in the local chapter, became a state officer back in the late 70s from Wisconsin, and that kind of was an impetus for being involved in the FFA as well. Went on to be a high school ag teacher for a couple of years after I went to the university at Wisconsin at Madison, and then decided to go back into the production agriculture and was a dairy farmer, but always stayed active in the local chapter. And so our Stoughton chapter has a large food stand that we take care of in the summer. And so we go to four events during the summer, and we raise up to $70,000 a year. And a lot, most of those funds are directed back to the FFA organization back at the local high school level. So we provide a lot of scholarships, a lot of award activities, trips for the kids. We've been involved with the proficiency award judging, trying to help out the local ag teacher as much as possible and supporting them and the FFA and the agriculture department there at Stoughton.
So what has FFA done for you?
Probably the most influential and important organization I've ever joined in my life. I think back to my high school days and what a vital role model my high school ag teacher was. And that was the reason I actually went on to college and became an ag teacher for a while, because of the influence that he had. And always wanted to be involved in agriculture, and so he kind of sparked the interest in me and kind of pushed me to get involved in the CDE contest and some of those activities, and never thought I could achieve some of those things, but with his perseverance and professional help that way, I was able to accomplish a lot and had a chance to meet some wonderful people and travel all over the United States. And as an FFA officer, you have the chance to do a lot of things that you never thought you could do as a freshman sitting in the back of that high school ag classroom. So,
what's your favorite part about working with FFA members?
I think seeing the kids achieve and achieve some success that way. Like I said, when you think back to your high school days, how intimidating it can be being a member of an organization, and to kind of see those kids grow and blossom and become successful and moving on into careers in agriculture, it's fun to see them, you know, actually succeed and move on. And hopefully at some point in time, you talk about giving back to your local organization or national organization, and for them to come back to their local chapter or the state association and to be able to give back, I think that's an important thing for those of us to do in any volunteer organization that you're involved with.
Thanks, John, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Greg Lunicum from Wisconsin.
How long have you been working with the FFA?
I've been started with the FFA back in 1972 when I was a freshman in high school, and joined the Blackhawk FFA in South Wayne, Wisconsin, and brand new ag teacher out of college. It was just a wonderful experience getting to know other high school students and sharing in agricultural activities that just helped develop me really well.
So throughout the years of you participating in FFA and then you helping
FFA members now, what's the biggest lesson that you've learned?
Biggest lesson that I've learned is that you can achieve anything if you put your mind to it. I was a very, very shy young man in high school, and through the encouragement of my FFA advisor, got involved in the creed contest and speaking contest, and just to help to blossom me to further my career. I became a math teacher, and I really believe that that was a stepping stone as far as getting me the confidence that I need to achieve what I wanted to do.
And so how do you feel now that you're here today receiving this award?
I am very blessed to be here and very thankful that people thought of me as being an outstanding achievement recipient. However, there are so many other people out there that are, you know, more deserving than I am because they pitch in every day and do what they can to help support our kids.
So what is your favorite part about working with these FFA members?
My favorite part about the FFA is finding the kid that kind of sits in the back of the room, who's very quiet, who doesn't want to get involved, and finding ways to engage him or her in an activity. There are so many students, we come from a really small high school, so many students who are not even involved in agriculture anymore, but just grew from FFA in the leadership end of it and just developed that way. And finding those kids and getting them to come out of their shell just really blesses my heart.
Thank you, Greg, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the honor.
With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigert.